From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, December 9th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that the Capital Region has been awarded $83.1 million in the sixth round of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's Regional Economic Development Program. The awards were announced at the Egg in Albany on Thursday, December the 8th. The Capital Region, of which Greene and Columbia are a part, was the top recipient of funding this year, with almost half of the region's allocations coming in the form of tax credits and $30 million in low-cost economic development financing. Projects in Columbia and Greene counties selected to receive the grants include the City of Hudson to update its draft local waterfront revitalization program, $45,000, the Hawthorne Valley Farm Production Expansion Project, $600,000, the Hudson Opera House to hire a full-time permanent director of development and marketing, $49,500, Historic Hudson's Dr. Olive Bronson House Restoration Project, $487,500, Phase 2 of Greene County's Hudson River Skywalk Project to create a pedestrian connection to the Atomic Coal Historic Site, $875,000. American Dance Institute's Lumberyard Waterfront Rehabilitation Project, $300,000. The Greene County Micro Enterprise Program, $200,000. And the Greene County Mountain Bike Ride Center to promote a ride center campaign, $75,000. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that on Thursday, December the 8th, village employees said Thompson Street in Catskill will be closed for tree removal until the weekend. Thompson Street connects Main Street with Route 385 in the village. Thompson was closed between New Street and Route 385 on Thursday morning. The village crew began by removing three trees in the Catskill Village Cemetery. Highway Department crew leader and equipment operator Joe Bell said the trees removed were damaged by recent storms and posed a threat to buildings, vehicles, and pedestrians. He said the tree removal was tricky because of the height of the trees and their proximity to buildings, power lines, and vehicles parked on the street. The village has no plans to replace the trees, Bell said. He said, weather permitting, the crew will continue its work through Friday and be finished before the weekend. Bell said, and I quote, "You can't really tell exactly how long it will take because there are so many things involved in the process," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Brian Redwitz is reporting in the Columbia Green Media that Hudson and Taconic Hills High Schools have joined to form the Titan Blue Hawks boys varsity wrestling team. This is the first time in 30 years that Hudson students have been able to participate in the sport. Taconic Hills Athletic Director Angela Webster said, and I quote, "We are trying to increase our numbers so that we were more competitive at meets. Without Hudson merging with us, the numbers would have been very low and may have affected us continuing with the program," end quote. With the merger, the team has at least two wrestlers in nearly every weight class. Hudson Athletic Director Justin Carcassine said, and I quote, "I thought it was a pretty good opportunity for our kids, and I'm pleased that a small group of them decided to give it a try," end quote. More than half of the new team are Hudson students. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that Kendall Hook's Ichabod Crane School District is losing enrollment as predicted. Enrollment dropped to 1,787 this year from 1,849 in 2015. At a December 6 meeting, Superintendent George Zini told the board the enrollment drop is consistent with the study done by Dr. Paul Seversky in 2009 that predicted the district would face decreasing enrollment over the decade. The number of private school and homeschool students in the district remained nearly the same, with 78 students attending private schools and 33 homeschooled this year. But 30 families moved out of the district and fewer moved in last year. In the 1990s, the district had up to 2,500 students. In recent years, the board closed two elementary school buildings in the villages of Belatia and Kinderhook and moved all students to the campus on Route 9. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that the Hudson Amtrak station is the third busiest in the state, according to ridership figures released by the railroad. Only New York City and Albany Rensselaer are busier than the Hudson Station on Front Street. Rhinecliff, just south, was fourth on the list. The Hudson train station was the 49th busiest in the nation for Amtrak ridership. From October 2015 to September 2016, a total of 205,909 Amtrak riders used the Hudson Station. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The U.S. Drought Monitor released its latest report on December the 8th with no change locally. The report said, and I quote, "Extreme drought persisted across the region," end quote, with most of Columbia, Dutchess, and Ulster counties categorized in severe drought, and Greene, Albany, Rensselaer, and Schoharie counties in moderate drought, and Delaware County listed as abnormally dry. In the past month, the Hudson Valley has received slightly more precipitation than normal, but less than normal since September. David Kravitz reports at ARS Techna that the mayor of Middleburg School in Schoharie County has a lawsuit against New York that may give taser owners the same Second Amendment rights that gun owners enjoy. New York is one of five states that outlaws electronic weapons, and the Firearms Policy Foundation and Mayor Matthew Available say that is unconstitutional. The lawsuit reads, and I quote, "Defendants' laws, customs practices, and policies generally banning the acquisition, possession, carrying, and use of tasers and other electronic arms violates the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution," end quote. The U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled against a similar Massachusetts law outlawing stun guns, but did not call the law unconstitutional. You can read that full story at ARS Techna. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a cloudy day for today, then becoming mostly sunny during the afternoon with a temperature high near 33 degrees. For Friday night, isolated snow showers between 10 p.m. and midnight. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 17. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 31 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 18. On Sunday, a chance of light snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 33 degrees. Sunday night, light snow likely before midnight, then snow likely after midnight. It will be cloudy with a low around 27. The sun rose this morning at 7:13 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:23 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, about 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 9th day of December, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.